Sean McBrien here with your KSMB 99.5 top of the hour news brief.
Just a major, major explosion. The windows came in on me, the roof came in on me, the ceiling came in. I worked my way out to go get some more help.
That was an eyewitness to the explosion at a fertilizer plant outside of Waco, Texas. The explosion happened Wednesday and has caused the evacuation of the community after damage spread through an apartment complex, nursing home, and nearby school. D.L. Wilson, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Right now, we have a tremendous amount of injuries, probably over 100 injuries at this time. We do have confirmed fatalities.
Firefighters continue to search homes for victims. The mayor is expected to give an address later today. President Obama attended an interfaith prayer service in Boston this morning.
And one of the reasons the world knows Boston so well is that Boston opens its heart to the world.
After the tragedy of the Boston Marathon bombs, Boston, with the nation and the world standing with them, has hopes to begin to heal. The Senate rejected a proposal for extended background checks in the controversial gun control vote. The vote came down on the same day federal judge R. Brooke Jackson gave the go-ahead for 10 lawsuits related to the Aurora Theater shooting. The lawsuits cleared to move forward question the interpretation and application of law. The sun has come back, heating Denver up to an expected high of 33 and giving us a rest from the snow, which means the Rockies will play the Mets today at Coors Field. The weather hasn't slowed the Broncos down as they continue to train.
We've been, last week working and this week now continuing the work.
The wait is almost over for Eric Decker and the rest of us. This year's NFL schedule will be released tonight, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. That's your news. I'm Sean Marie Bryan for KSMB 99.5.